Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
God, it's Friday. It's Memorial Day weekend. Yay. Sunny night of us. Sandy and Sandy, welcome to it. Nice sunrise in the sky right now. And I am Scott Spisano. There's Sandy Waters with 41 degrees start. A little on the chilly side. But 66 today. It's just going to be an okay day. Probably sunny. Maybe some clouds later today. And then that's it. We'll see you Tuesday.
Then we're not going to talk. Say anything. Can I give a shout out to the Susan B. Anthony House really quick? Yeah. I don't know if anyone who works there is listening right now. I mean, what a gem in our town to have something so, like,
so true.
Just, I mean, this is amazing that we have. I think we take the Susan B. Anthony House for granted.
Oh, sure.
Actually.
Yeah.
But they are so awesome at the details. So I got a letter in the mail from the Susan B. Anthony House. And I was like, oh, okay, that's nice. And it was a letter just to say, on behalf of the National Susan B. Anthony Museum and House, congratulations on being named Women of Excellence in the Rochester Business Journal. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I don't have a personal relationship with anybody at the Susan B. Anthony House.
Wow.
They are so, like, that was, I don't know, I was so moved by that.
Well, of course, that's their whole mission, right? Susan B. Anthony was a woman of excellence, and you're in her category now.
But, okay, now settle down there.
Not slow down category, there, Susan.
Slow
down, but Susan.
I just thought, like, they are really, truly about the Susan B. Anthony House. More than just, oh, yeah, we're just a museum.
They believe, and
they still carry on the, I don't know, I just thought it was very cool.
How cool
That's
is
detail
that?
Detail right there. Yeah.
So you and I should go over there after the show someday. Just pop in. It's right down the street.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, I haven't been in a million years. Honest to God, like...
Oh, I just love it.
15 years, I think it's been.
Really? Yeah, it's so kind of odd, though, because you're driving and you're just in a neighborhood, and all of a sudden, oh, yep, that's the house. It doesn't usually museums stand out.
Yeah,
right?
No.
Like the George Eastman house. It stands out.
Yeah, she didn't have a mansion like George, like good old George. So very cool. Very cool. My woman of excellence is a partner. I feel even more inferior. as we speak.
This was supposed to be about me, the woman. This was supposed to be about how great the Susan B. Anthony
I'm not going.
Is.
I'm going forward.
I know.
I'm not going
I know.
Backwards. Stop it. I'm trying
don't
to
like
wrap
accolades.
Up. The, I'm trying to wrap up the break.
Oh, okay. Wrap it up.
Partly sunny afternoon clouds. It's going to rain all day tomorrow, and we'll get into that in just a few minutes. I'm sorry. It's Memorial Day weekend. What do you expect? It's Rochester. We'll be right back on the Buzz. Tickets to Chicago coming up this morning too.
98.9 The Buzz.
6:09 on Spazano and Sandy. Can I take a moment and go back to your past for a second and capture this?
Okay.
Oh, that's not it. Damn it.
Okay, do it again. Take two.
What is that? What are you looking for?
Oh, no.
I was going to play Summer. Remember Summer Girls?
Oh, Summer
the
Abba, Girls.
The Abercrombie and Fitch song? Remember
yes.
that song?
Yes.
Oh, well. All right.
Oh, what song was there instead? Wait, what?
Hold on.
What was the name of that group?
I thought
again?
It was, oh, it's LFO did it. Remember LFO? I got it. I found it.
Oh, LFO.
LFO. The Light Funky Ones.
That's right. That's right.
In the summer. In the summer. Because this is summer starting tomorrow or something. Right?
Do you remember when we met that summer? New kids on the block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
There you go.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I take her if I have one wish. Well, she's been gone since that summer.
Now you're 50.
I know. It's so sad. Do they ever get paid by Abercrombie and Fitch?
Probably. That was back
in
the day of
did.
Product placement extraordinaire. So yeah. Memorial Day weekend, and I'll be honest, man, it's going to be quite cool and mostly rainy tomorrow in 58 degrees pretty much all day, like 90% chance. Yeah.
So are you kind of now, I this is going to sound bad, but are you kind of relieved that it's going to be a washout so you can like cancel, plans are canceled and you can just use the weekend, long weekend to do nothing?
No.
Oh.
Doing nothing means doing nothing for at least for my family. We have a camper and that's where we go and it's nice when it's nice out. But when you're there and it's raining,
are you
going
to still go?
I like it, but everybody else doesn't.
No, you can't go. You can't go to the camper when it's raining. That's not where you want to be.
I mean, there's TV. You know, that's it.
In this tiny little camper.
It's not tiny.
Compared to your house, it's tiny.
It has a kitchen. My house doesn't.
Oh, okay. That's true. Okay. You stay at the camper. So are you going to stay at the camper and then Jill and Ellie will be back at the house?
No.
Because if I was married to you, I'd be like, no, we're canceling everything. No, we're not having people over at the camper, obviously, because we can't cram all in there. And we're not going.
No, it's Saturday's going to be a washout. Sunday's going to be cloudy and kind of possibly rainy, like 40%, 30% chance.
Monday, 30% is not bad.
Monday will be okay, but that's like the day where like Memorial Day should be on a Saturday. So you have, you know, so you could really enjoy it. And then
we wouldn't get the Monday off. Even though let's not forget why we have this holiday. We are remembering those who fought and lost their lives. So maybe we need to cancel our plans and just kind of sit in silence.
Yeah.
There's going to be parades. The parade's got to go on. The show must go on.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. You know, you've been to those parades where it was either really cold or really rainy.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm actually looking forward to... we don't have a party, like a memorial, like a big get-together kind of thing. Mm. And I don't think I've ever been to a Memorial Day party, you know.
Oh, you haven't?
4th of July is a little different. No.
Wait, your family doesn't? No.
No. Uh-uh.
Oh, we do it every year. You want to come to ours?
No. Oh. You want to come to the camper?
No.
The Buzz.
It's time now on 98.9 The Buzz for one of my new favorite features.
Karen's Corner. Welcome to Karen's Corner. We are in Rochester, New York. And this is a rant that I found. Try to predict. Mm-hmm. Out of the 45 comments, do you think the majority of people were for or against today's Karen?
Okay.
Are you ready?
All right.
Now, this was posted earlier in the week when it was really stinking hot. Remember those 2 days where it was like sweaty, sweaty, sweaty? Okay, here we go. Something that always baffles me is having to reach out. I know that already, right? Out the gate. Something that always baffles me
it's
is having to
reach out. Isn't it?
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Is having to reach out and pester the landlord/property management company when the weather changes because of some nonsense like the heaters aren't turned on or the old windows are completely unmaneuverable. I've stayed in a property in which we could not control our own heat and there was a cold spike. Now, I'm in a very old house. A few weeks ago, maintenance guys had to put the storm windows down for me because it was freezing cold and the windows are very drafty. Mm. Now, it's 80 degrees and I can't get the storm windows up and I'm realizing some of the windows don't have screens on them.
Oh, jeez.
Or don't have a way to stay open. Call me whatever you want, but I think if you're charging $1,500 for a one bedroom, you should send out an email to your tenants on days where the weather changes drastically, offering maintenance or temperature control if needed.
Jeez.
Either that or keep, all caps now, keep the damn windows in working order. What is my rent paying for? Rant over. It's hot as in here.
Wow.
That was a lot.
Wow. No, that's a good one. I feel her pain. I'm feeling it. I can feel the sense, the frustration. I can't. There's nothing worse than a horrible landlord. My son is a landlord. He has a couple of properties, and he's way on top of it. And if he's not able to do something, he has guys that will get to the place and rectify whatever it is within the day.
Oh, within the day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's good. He's a good landlord then.
It's all about retention, right? Right? You want to keep your I mean, now, if I was a landlord and you don't pay your rent and stuff, it might be 2 days. But
so you got Karen's back over here.
I got Karen's back. I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I do too, cuz I want what I paid for.
Yeah.
Right? Like probably he could figure out, or she, whoever wrote this rant, could figure out how to keep the window or how to fix the problem. But that's not what I paid for. I didn't buy a house. Then it's my responsibility. Mm. If you pay for something, you're not paying for janky windows. You're paying for the window to work.
Well, if I open my window that I'm renting and there's no screen, what the hell?
Right. You paid to have a screen on the window. Like, I have a contractor that I'm still freaking chasing down. Mm-hmm. To put a step in from the sunroom.
Oh, jeez.
Like he did, but he did like a sloppy-ish job. Mm. Now, I could easily just undo what he did and put a step in. It's not that hard, but it's not my job. I didn't pay him thousands of dollars for me to fix up the messy work that he did.
Thousands for a step?
No, for the sunroom. It's part of the package. You got to build a sunroom. Okay. You got to put a step.
I didn't know if it was a separate person.
No. It's the same. Like, I paid for the whole package. We'll finish the whole package. I could easily do it.
That's the worst.
So I got this person's back, too. But now, Scotty, out of the 45 comments that came in, do you think the majority of people agreed with us and they backed up the Karen?
I'm going to need some help. 818-2899. What do you think? I'm going to take the first call through. You will win tickets to Chicago. Help me decide. I'm trying to think, devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll explain that. But right now, call us up. 818-2899. Tell us what you think. Which way did they go? For or against her? 818-2899.
Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
They're over on the Buzz now. And honestly, still the exact same two people. Nothing's changed. And I love that.
I won tickets to the Monster Ball in Scott and Sandy showed up as Run DMC. Like, both of them. I couldn't believe it. It was great.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bobapedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Okay, it's time to get back on with 99 The Buzz, Susanna and Sandy, and it's Karen's Corner. Yay. Mm-hmm. Peggy's on the phone. Hi, Peggy.
Hi.
Peggy, are you ready? I'm just going to synopsize it with this one sentence that our today's Karen wrote. Keep the damn windows in working order. What is my rent paying for? It's hot as in here.
Uh-huh.
They posted this earlier this week when you know it was stinking freaking hot.
Mm-hmm. And this person is paying $1,500 a month for an apartment, and they're not summer-proofing
it. That's a lot. Isn't that a lot?
And for a one-bedroom, she said. That's crazy. Yeah. Anyway, so I was thinking, you know, I was feeling her pain when she was describing all the stuff that was going on. How are you feeling about it?
I 100% agree that the windows should be in working order, especially for that kind of rent.
Yeah.
The sad thing is, in today's world,
yeah,
I can just imagine the comments against her.
Uh-huh. Is that funny, though? And now, I get it. Maybe she should have been proactive and said, you know, in March, like, hey, it's going to get warm soon. Can you get this fixed? That's another angle that I could look at. But I'm leaning a little stronger toward your side, where it's like, you know.
So what do you think? Out of the 45 comments, do you think the majority of people were for or against today's Karen?
Hmm.
I really have been going back and forth. I 100% am for her, but I'm feeling like it went the other way.
The comments went the other way against her. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, Scotty.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Scotty?
My final answer would be, I think they all felt her pain. So I think they were on board with her. So one of us is going to be right in this one.
Okay. Today's Karen, out of the 45 comments, the majority of people were...
What?
Against Karen.
No! Oh, my God, Peggy, you were right.
One comment, they are actually saying that they can't adult but scroll through TikTok endlessly. If you people could actually own a house, the amount of holes in the walls, broken windows, and increase of house fires would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
Another person went a little rando with their reaction.
What?
This area of the country rarely gets dangerous heat levels. I agree it's hot and it sucks, but a lot of us here don't have AC.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're saying.
Peggy, you got the tickets to Chicago in concert
thanks to
the Bowery Presents, Ticketmaster.com. This is coming to CMAQ, which is, when's the last time you've been down Canandaigua for a concert, huh?
We were there last year for Train.
Oh, great. Well, this is going to be perfect. This is Friday, June 26th, and you're all set. Got a pair of tickets for you. Thanks for listening this morning. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing Karen's Corner on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
If you let your teenager ride their e-bike around, be careful because you might find yourself, mom, in jail. Before we get this is a crazy story,
it's
but
crazy.
Before we get to that, I want to say a huge, huge thank you and the biggest hug to our sweet friend from the Buzz fam, Julie. She sent us the biggest thank you box of goodies I have ever seen. Way too much. I mean, she's just so sweet. All this Juicy Couture perfume and cologne samples.
Oh, yeah. And I'm wearing my my sample right here. Can you smell me?
Are you? I told her, I go, Julie, this studio smells like Juicy Couture. Like, we are those coworkers that you give them a hug and they, like, linger for hours after.
Yeah, you smell me.
Because we sprayed so much. Anyhow, we just want to say thank you to her. And she was on for our kickoff the weekend last week talking about the event for Hearts for Heroes.
Yeah,
so she's good people.
Yeah.
We love you, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. So your kid has an e-bike. It's the best thing ever. You might even have one, too. You might ride together. But there's a problem.
Yeah, there is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If your kid is careless, you could find yourself in jail. It's always mom who has to clean up the mess. Not sure why dad isn't included in this story. But listen to this clip. This is from ABC News.
Oh, yeah, right. Hold on a second. I got it ready to go here.
California mother charged with involuntary manslaughter for the alleged actions of her son while prosecutors say he was riding an e-motorcycle, one of the first cases of its kind in the country.
Whether you like it or not, we're responsible for the conduct of our children.
50-year-old Tommy Joe Meyer accused of felony child endangerment after her son allegedly hit and killed 81-year-old Vietnam veteran Ed Ashman. Prosecutors say the 14-year-old was doing wheelies on his e-motorcycle, the vehicle designed to reach speeds up to 60 miles per hour.
Whoa.
According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, between 2017 and 2022, there were 233 deaths and an estimated more than 360,000 ER visits connected with e-bikes, e-scooters, and hoverboards. Mm. Children 14 and younger accounting for 36% of those injuries.
Now,
insane.
It is. And the one thing that you told me that blew my mind, that you said you didn't know about either. Listen to this, parents.
You have to be 16 to ride an e-bike on public property, which includes your neighborhood.
So it's
had
illegal.
No idea.
Yeah, you could get a ticket or arrested if you're under 16 if you ride an e-bike.
That's what it said, and I looked it up in a couple places, and it said yes. Yeah, so how many of you allow your 14-year-olds
really?
To ride? Now wait a minute. Clarify something for me because I'm just dumb and I don't what did he call it? E-motorcycle and an e-bike. Those are two totally different things, right?
I do not think so, but...
Is one faster than the other?
Well, I mean, I haven't heard of an e-bike going over 35 or 40, so maybe it is... Maybe it is
faster.
A motorcycle that's an electric motorcycle, but still...
Just the other day on Flynn Road, there was a kid. I don't know how old he was, but there was a kid doing exactly what that was just described in that clip.
He was wheelies?
Doing popping wheelies on this. It was in a motorcycle. It must have been an e-motorcycle then, because it was in a full-size motorcycle, but it wasn't an e-bike.
But it did it look like a chunky bike, or did it look like a motorcycle?
I'm not sure, because I told Lexi, because I was teaching her how to drive. She's 16. I go, you stay as far away from that person as you can, because we're behind them. And I'm like, you just slow down. I don't care who you're pissing off behind you, but mm-hmm. If that kid falls off that bike, like, I didn't even say that she should go around the kid, because you just got to keep your distance, right? Who knows what's going to happen to that kid.
So I'm looking here. The difference between a bike and a motorcycle comes down to your power source, weight, and usage.
Okay.
Yeah. E-bikes.
But I did not realize your neighborhood is considered public roads, and it's 14, 15-year-olds cannot legally ride an e-bike on public roads, which includes neighborhoods.
You get scooters, you got hoverboards. Ellie's got like a little electric scooter that she rides.
Do you see like any issues in Webster? Because there's a lot of towns. Like, remember the mayor of Pittsburgh came forward and was like, listen, we got to chill this out. There's too much crazy e-bike riding around here where it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of towns jumping on this. Mm-hmm. Does your town have, like, does Webster have it?
I don't see it, because I'm in a neighborhood that's kind of like out of the way. And I'm not really in Webster Village, where there's more concentration of people. So I don't see it. I'm more like West Webster, Penfield-ish. So I don't see it.
Which town is having the most, if it is Pittsburgh, because the mayor came forward. I don't know. If your town, if you're just annoyed by the e-bikes.
Well, just keeping, you know, I mean, the obvious rules of the road apply to an e-bike just as you would a bicycle or a motorcycle.
In this case specifically, one final thing. Mom was warned. I think maybe that's why now it has escalated to she being charged, because she was warned by police in the past. Be careful, your kid's driving his e-bike carelessly.
Mm-hmm.
And now that he killed somebody,
she got nailed for it. It's coming up on Court After 7 on 98.9 The Buzz. I want to bring something up real quick before we get into Jerk or Justified. Word out now is that Kyle Busch, two-time NASCAR Cup Series champion, has died at the age of 41. A lot of people are just finding out about this. He had a severe illness, that's all they're saying, and it was really quick and it was really sudden. So that's pretty sad for the NASCAR world. All right, it's coming up with 7:16. We're also looking at a Jerk or Justified coming up in just a few minutes.
Saving a row of seats at kindergarten graduation?
Oh, what? How dare they? Keep it there on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz. It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Mingya!
You know what makes me...
Hey, stop. This is a good one, and I've seen this.
This is good. But before we get to the actual trial, I'm going to tell you what got us here. Saving seats at kindergarten graduation. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you heard this or saw the videos, but there was a fight, like a physical fight brawl over seating at a kindergarten graduation ceremony at Ohio's Catholic school. It's a Catholic school.
Everything you said in that sentence is ridiculous. Fight, kindergarten graduation, which I think is also ridiculous, and Catholic school.
My God. These are supposed to be. Come on. God is watching you. It left one person hospitalized.
Oh, come on.
And this just happened yesterday morning. All out freaking brawl, people. It looked like the scene at Charlotte Beach from the other day.
Oh,
it was
Jesus.
Embarrassing. Okay. But anyhow. But it was over getting a good seat at kindergarten graduation.
Oh, my God.
And the fight left a 26-year-old hospitalized with a head injury. No students were harmed besides the embarrassment from the one kid who was like, oh, my God, that's my mother.
Oh, my God.
And police said that 28-year-old woman identified as Jessica Anderson was arrested at the scene and taken to the Lucas County Jail, where she faces felony assault charges. Oh, God.
You can't make this stuff up. This is
Happy
brilliant.
Happy graduation. Mom, what are you doing? But there is a part of you that thinks, okay, I can see how that got out of hand. Because the pressure that you feel when one family member asks you to be the one to save a row of seats at kindergarten graduation.
So that's it.
And it happens. It happens quite often. Oh, I'll get there first. Okay, babe, can you save a row of seats for us? Because, you know, my mom and dad are coming and my niece and nephew are coming and...
Oh, my God.
And then you sit there and you try to...
And you have to say, oh, no, these are taken.
And then you know your wife is going to be so ticked off at you if you lose those seats. So, yeah, I could see how a fight happened.
So, jerk or justified to save a row of seats?
Yeah, at kindergarten graduation.
Hey, the buzz. Hi, jerk or justified.
I would definitely say jerk because those other people should get off their butts and get there on time. I mean, you can save one or two seats for your spouse and a sibling, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. And just two seats? Hold on. You cap it off at two seats anymore is jerk. Oh, wow. Then I'm a jerk because I had to save seats for wait a minute. If my husband gets there first, I tell him, okay, save a seat for me. Save a seat for our daughter, our older daughter. It's usually one kid that we're watching. And then my parents.
Three, four.
And then... Usually my sister will come along, and then my brother-in-law.
Six. Guys, like the whole neighborhood then.
Dude, Sandy. I never. Yeah, you're so.
No, that's very. That's, you can put it on your lap.
It's tacky.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. It's boisterous. It's tacky, and
everyone does it.
Not for six people.
Okay,
no.
What's your cap? What's your cap? My cap is two.
I'm with her. What's your name?
Two?
Yeah.
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie. Okay, yeah.
Stephanie, you guys are crazy. No way ever have you not once saved more than two seats. That's impossible.
I have never.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, but the rest of us do.
My wife Jill and I and Ellie, when we go to church and mom and dad are going to show up, right? She won't even save seats for them. She'll be like, they'll find a place.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, no.
That's your responsibility. If you were the first person there, your responsibility is.
No.
Put your jacket, start taking off your belt, like put whatever you have on you on each chair.
Disrobe.
Put one shoe.
Gonna be naked in church.
Yeah, exactly. Just like Jesus on the cross, just with a little cloth. All right,
I think you took it too far.
We out. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Have a good weekend. Bye.
Intentionally try not to be the first person there because I don't want that responsibility. I usually make my husband do that task. That is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
The worst is that, because everybody looks at you and then they give you a look like, is this aisle taken? And you're like, I'm waiting. They'll be here any second.
I don't have the moral strength to be like that.
It's not morally wrong.
It's morally wrong.
My sister used to do it all the time with my niece's dance recitals. Oh, yeah. She would save a whole row for us.
A whole row?
She deserves it. She got there first. She deserves it.
How about everybody come at once? Come on, you guys.
No, because
then we
split up. Then you don't get to sit next to your family. And that's really the only reason why you're there is to sit next to your family. It's not really.
Find a row that's open when you all get there at the same time.
I am. 98.9 The Buzz on socials. It's another way you can reach out to us, 818-2899, or the Odyssey app. There's a way you can leave us a free message. Okay, let me see socials. Oh, shoot. Jerk, seat saving is one of the rudest things people do at public events.
Yeah.
Listen. Here's a question for you. When you go away, I feel like you've said you've done this before. When you go away on vacation and you go to the beach and you try to claim the umbrella, there's only a few.
One.
You try to claim the umbrella, so you get out there earlier than the rest of your family.
Yes.
You kind of stake your claim, like put your clothes, your beach towels down, and then go back up to the room and finish getting ready. That is the same exact freaking thing is this.
It is not. I am not taking the whole west side of the pool up. I'm taking one other
Those chairs are valuable. Those
Again,
chairs are valuable.
I'm capped at two.
Two's ridiculous. You're insane.
You're ridiculous. You're rude. You're tacky.
Well, I got a good front row seat at graduation, though. The Vegas
Jerk.
Yes, yes. Oh, God.
Next time you do that, you're going to be shamed into it. I hope someone be like, shame, shame. Like you're yelling at the, like the ICE agents. Shame, shame.
Jerk. Justified. 99.
I'm going to post a picture of me saving the row of seats on social, not the kid graduating. It's going to be a selfie of me and my seats.
I love it. All right, it's coming up on 7:51 on 98.9 The Buzz. 8 o'clock hour is on the way, and we got Honesty Box. We're going to kick off the weekend, but first...
Yeah, coming up and after 8 o'clock, this is disgusting. This is, okay, what you men are wearing and thinks it's sexy...
Mm.
Repulsive.
Okay. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here on The Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
Happy Memorial Day weekend on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, and our 8 o'clock hour is here, and we're ready to go.
Stop being a tryhard. Women are not turned on by your heavage.
Wait, I'm still caught on try hard.
Yeah, don't. Listen, guys, I don't know about this one. Heavage or he cleavage is having a moment in men's fashion.
Wait,
right
hold
now.
On a second. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the Spizzano dress code when I first met you. That's what I'm talking about. It's making its return.
I see what you mean.
The trend is basically men showing more chest through deeper V-necks, mm-hmm. open button-downs, silky shirts. Mesh tops.
Oh, mesh
or
tops.
Layered, how about this? Layered jewelry designed to draw attention to the chest area.
Isn't that so very Johnny Depp? That's who I think of immediately.
Well, yeah, you think of Johnny Depp, and my daughters probably think Harry Styles.
Okay, there you go,
By the way, I might be the only person to say this.
What?
I do not find Harry Styles attractive. At all.
Yeah, he's,
and that is one of the reasons.
Well, he kind of... Oh, it's just one of the reasons. I see. I don't know. Yeah, in the summer, I'm Mr. Open Shirt Guy. I really am.
You totally are.
Yeah.
You've been heaving it. You've been heaving it since day one.
He cleavage. Man boobs. I don't have... any shame. No, I don't.
You should.
Like, all of my like summer shirts, my summer button down shirts, it's always so hot where we are when we're up at the camper that it's always open or off.
That's your excuse. That's always been your excuse.
Yeah.
I'm hot. Listen, I am sorry, but if I get DB vibes.
You what?
DB vibes.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word.
No, you
air,
can't say DB. You got to say douchebag.
If we're down to the third button down, I immediately do not trust you. I don't trust a word you say.
See, that's the thing. You get that, hey, how you doing? I mean, you get more, it's more West Side than it is East Side. You know what I'm saying? Man, when I was clubbing in the 80s, the guys went over in the West Side clubs, these guys were like, hey, black silk open down to the, and they like golden tans, you know, like lifetime membership and gold chains. It was it, man.
Well, it's back.
It's back.
Yeah, you see that? Hold on. You call out the West Side for dressing like that. Meanwhile, that's how I met you, wearing that exact same outfit you just described,
not
without
much,
the chains.
Not
you
as,
didn't
yeah,
wear
yeah, I was, I wasn't, yeah, yeah. I didn't have the chains. No, I didn't have
no,
the chains.
No, you had the puka beads or whatever.
Yeah, I was a little more surfer than anything.
Listen, I don't know how you feel about the heavage, he cleavage, hot or not, 818-2899, but I do have to say there is a fine line between sexy and magician at a casino.
Wow.
So there you go. Enjoy the heavage, he cleavage. Girls, are you turned on?
Okay, well, let's get more honest if we can, possibly next with the Honesty Box on The Buzz.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then. but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $2.50 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Honestly, now, come on, honestly. It's the Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, happy Friday.
One thing you hate about the show, one thing you love about the show, and a question that we're going to have to answer no matter what it is.
Yeah, and every time we have a live studio audience on Thursday, we have people stuff our little treasure chest. Look at the size of that thing now. These are great.
Three? Are you ready?
All right. Okay, first one says...
First one up is... Love the relationship between you both. Literally a brother and sister relationship.
Oh, yeah. You should have seen her whip her shoe at me today. Awesome.
You should have saw him try to fart on my face today.
Wow. Okay, that's a good one.
Second one. Aw. Love everything about the show.
Okay. That one doesn't count. Okay. Even though it does. Thank you.
That was very sweet.
Yeah, I was. Just, yeah.
Oh, no. This is a good question.
What? What?
Do you talk the guests after they leave?
No.
Do we talk bad about the guests after they leave?
No, not really. We usually talk about, things we forget to say to them. We're like, oh, my God, I remember when, or like.
We have not had... You're right. We haven't had for live audience Thursday specifically is what I'm thinking about. We have never had, knock on wood,
bad experience.
Anybody that we needed to gossip about after they left.
No, not really.
Now, artists are a different story.
Oh, yeah. When famous people come by, we talk about them all the time.
Oh, my God. Bruno Mars. I love Bruno Mars, but man, what a dud of an interview he was. I don't know why that one sticks with me.
That's probably because I don't even remember doing Bruno Mars.
Yeah, he was so terrible. We never aired it. We never aired his interview.
Oh, that's okay.
And it's freaking Bruno Mars.
I remember that now.
He was so terrible.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a worst.
He might be better now. That was a long time ago.
Well, you know, it's one impression is your lasting impression.
Hold on, that's the only interview we've done.
You're right. If we were ever offered another one, we'd do it.
Well, the question is, do you ever gossip about the person after they leave? And the answer was Bruno Mars, yes. All of you listeners? No, not yet.
No, nothing. Nobody who's normal.
But there's still time.
Yes, yes.
Next week, we'll do Live Audience Thursday, and you never know.
And we're going to talk about you afterwards. And that's it.
Oh, that's it. Do you want me to draw?
Let's do one more, because the two I love yous, one cancels each other out. So let's do one more.
Final one.
Yeah.
Oh, you always make me laugh.
Ah.
Is that too sappy?
No, you always make me.
I want to look for an evil one.
You always make me toot.
Actually, sometimes I have to control my laughter because I'm had two kids. Sandy, are you really that cheap? I like to call it frugal.
Same thing.
I don't know. No, there's a difference. There's a big difference between frugality and cheap.
What? Define.
I won't cheat people out of money, but I will wash my Ziploc bags to save money. Okay?
That's cheap.
And it's not!
And that's Honesty Box on 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. We'll do it again, same time, next week.
Spisano and Sandy.
There's about three, maybe four of these Fridays that I really look forward to, like the major holidays, like this one, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, not Labor Day, but this is the big one. This is the big kickoff the weekend.
Crazy. Oh, even though gas prices are insanely high, AAA says the a lot of people, more than last year, will be traveling.
Yeah.
This weekend.
Yeah.
Even though gas prices are high, 87% of people are going to be driving a road trip somewhere.
That's right. A road trip like within 50 miles or something like that, right?
So I know you are all about flying you're anti-road trip. Is it right to say anti-road trip, or you just prefer flying?
No, it's anti-driving a long ways.
So if I said, would you rather 10 hours driving in the car, driving 10 hours, or flying with several delays, which would you choose?
Flying with several delays.
No, you would not.
Yes. Do you know why?
Why?
Airports have bars.
Yay.
You have a six-year-old.
And food.
Obviously, he's not bringing the six-year-old or leaving her just outside.
No, they have food. They have things to do. They have shopping, depending
Daddy,
on what airport
why
you're
are
at.
You acting so goofy?
I'm just trying to drink my sorrows away for all the stress you give me, little girl.
No way.
And I don't have to drive, so, which is awesome. I like driving. I don't like a 10-hour drive. It just kills me. Kills me.
If it's a comfortable vehicle and you could stop as many times as you want, you could take as long as you want, whatever.
Well, yeah, but I want to get there. So even if it's airport delay, I would much rather, be like, okay, well, we got 2 hours, so let's go eat, or let's go, let's go shopping, or
Worst is being stuck in an airport.
I don't mind it at all.
You don't?
No, not at all. Especially larger airports, where there's something to do. Being stranded at the Rochester airport. I love the Rochester airport, but there's nothing to do. But there is a kid section, though.
Our airport is really nice.
It is.
We don't have, stranded. We're not stranded in our airport.
Right,
so,
no.
Yeah.
But if you're stranded, but when you're stranded on the road or when you're driving somewhere, it's like you never know where you're going to stop or what it's going to be like.
AAA says they've responded to more than 350,000 roadside assistance calls during Memorial Day weekend. That is my biggest fear. As much as I love driving and prefer driving, I am terrified of something going wrong.
Well, that's another thing. It's safer to fly. You know, you never know.
Have you checked the news stories lately?
Yeah, but you never know who's going to come cruising through an intersection or veer off the drive off the freeway.
I remember the vivid memory because we used to take road trips to Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, the tire, flat tire in the middle of the expressway. I had to pull over. And knock on wood, all the road trips I've taken, we've never had that situation. But that's got to be.
Do you guys do the whole like pre-vacation auto checkup thing? Change the oil.
I do too. The last time I was on a road trip, like a mini road trip, I was driving to Buffalo actually with my sister.
That's a road trip.
Well, no, I misspoke.
Okay,
not really a road trip. The last time we got our car broke down on the side of the road was when we were flying out of Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
And it was my sister, her friend, and me. And we got a flat tire. And the three of us were like, oh, no, now what do we do? And coincidentally, we had pulled over and this guy pulls up along us. He was a sailor in full sailor uniform.
Oh, hey.
And he goes, lady, I mean, this was like a dream. Ladies, do you need some help? And we're like, yes.
But don't get your whites dirty.
We laid on the damsel in distress. He took off his shirt because he didn't want his whites to get dirty. It was like out of a scene.
Is a romance novel.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, whatever you're doing, have a great Memorial Day weekend because it's now time.
Let's go.
The best station in Rochester.
I'm singing in the car.
Gets me in the mood to have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
I don't care if June 21st is the first day of summer. It's officially summer.
Yeah, there you go.
If it may feel like it or may not feel like it, whatever. It doesn't matter like that. So whatever you do, be safe. We'll be back Tuesday here on 98.9 The Buzz. Time now to kick off the weekend!
Yay!
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.